just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham.
When we exercise, body expands, and when we don't, the body contracts. Wherever there is expansion, there is health. The blood flows, the energy flows. The body loves to move, the energy loves to move. The body gets energized. And that's why after a workout session, one feels energetic. There's a new energy. And those who don't exercise, they feel listless, dull. The mind, body, soul, everything is affected. After a good session of physical exercise, endorphins are released in the brain. The chemicals, which are known as happiness hormones, they make you feel good. They give you a thrill. Body becomes healthy. The skin becomes healthy. The bones, the muscles, strength increase. The soul is filled with enthusiasm. So on every front, something is happening. When we exercise, rest is important and exercise is important. But too much rest or too little rest is harmful. Too much exercise and too little exercise is also harmful. It's a balance. To strike a balance is important. Exercise makes your muscles healthy. the muscle strength increases. The parts of the body which are weak, they get new energy. Exercise is a source of motivation. When you see others exercising, you feel like to do the same. It wards off depression. So this is physical exercise. There are three types of exercises. First, physical exercise, where you derive so much benefits. The second is mental exercise, intellectual exercise. What are intellectual exercises? Puzzles and brain teasers, games, memory games, word search, Sudoku, and you try to remember something, you try to recall something. If you don't give yourself intellectual training, in due course of time, the intellect will become dull. Try to recall things. One of the best methods of photographic memory. Photographic memory means you remember everything. You just don't forget. While sleeping at night, try to recall everything that happened throughout the day. On which side you got up, starting from that side. What is the color of the bucket in your washroom? Everything. Try to recall. At the time of sleeping, just simple, with that thought, and then go off to sleep. Or writing. So these are intellectual gimmicks. Learn new words and try to recall them. Painting, drawing, music, anything. These are training. Go in the room and see everything. Then close your eyes and try to recall what all things were there. There are three computers. Here, four. Tell me the names, company of all four. Then 2 HP, 2 Dell. That's good. So, try to recall. Trying to recall is a memory training exercise. Once you look at something, when you listen to something, try to listen with attention. Even while sitting here and listening, make it a point to write few things. That will keep you concentrated. Otherwise, you doze off. The lecture is going on, the class is going on. But you feel sleepy. So it's best to write down some points, some words, some new words. And then later on try to find their meaning or some good sentences. Or if you get some new ideas, write them. Not because the things are very interesting. But because you don't want to go off to sleep. Otherwise, when you just sit and listen, no matter how interesting, how beautiful things are, you will fall to sleep. There's a tendency. When we listen something, you just start feeling sleepy. One brother was showing to me once his Murli notes. They were just round and round and round. He didn't know what he wrote. He said, this is what are my notes, today's notes. Total sleep. He was writing, but he didn't know what he was writing. Looking and writing and writing. Even that can happen. So keep the mind alert. Keep the mind active. You need that attention. So you need some tools, some props. So write down a few things. Or you can just note on your mobile if you don't want to use book or paper. But write down, jotting down things. Then later on in the afternoon, when you just look at them, you can recall a few things. Oh, the point was something related to that. I need to exercise my memory. The memory has become too dull. Because we have not given it any work. Memory is like muscle. If you don't exercise, they become flabby, loose. But if you exercise every day, they remain active. It is not about showcasing your muscles in some exhibition. It's about feeling healthy, feeling good, feeling energetic. There are so many people who get up in the morning and they feel so dull and drab. There are people in the morning who get up and they feel extremely energetic, energized, just ready to take on a new day. And they begin their day with exercise. There are people who aren't doing any exercise. No workout, no exercise, no running, no jogging, nothing. And they just begin their day headlong. Body loves to move. Energy loves to move. Let the chi energy fill you. There is energy everywhere. So, mental exercises. And the third are spiritual drill. Ruhani drill. Just as this exercise is needed for muscles, for body, these exercises are needed for mental exercises, for mental intellectual strength. You should be in command of very sharp memory. So that whatever you study, it is committed to the memory. It is imprinted. Otherwise, there are two types of students, as you know. One is a sincere student. They keep on studying whole day and whole night. But then there are smart students. They don't study whole day and whole night. They just study for 1 hour, that's it. And they go for play. So be smart. Sincere you already are. Smartness is needed. Smart methods of studying. Mnemonics. Create mnemonics. Create peg method, chain method. There are so many methods of memory training. How do you recall things? If you have to recall 26 items, how can you recall them? There's a Murli and then you divide the Murli in points. Then only you recall. Otherwise, if I am given this whole thing, how can I know? How can I connect? If this much I have to recall, I need to divide it and make partitions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Last Sunday's Murli. There are 5 methods. 5 signs of children with true heart. The first, they become point very naturally, easily. Situated in the point form and remember the father. Second, actions. Their actions are yogyukta, rasyukta. Their actions are perfect. Third point, when you divide anything into point, you can remember that easily. Arrow. The arrow of their knowledge is very sharp. The arrow of the heart goes to the heart. The arrow of the intellect goes only to the intellect. Fourth, specs. The specs of self-progress. Proper specs of self-progress. Svaunnati, yathart. They have that spectacle with them, that barnacle. With that goggle, they can see things as they are. And they don't compare themselves with others. Others are doing, if I have done, what is wrong in that? I have made 80% change, he should made at least 20% change, transformation. All this look at themselves. And last, lift. If your heart is true, you automatically get the lift of intellect. So, this is how you master Murlis. Otherwise, Murlis come and Murli go away. You don't know what is going. On that day, at the time of listening, you feel okay. Oh, that's good point. But next day, you don't remember anything. After 1 week, don't even ask. It's gone, totally gone out of the mind. If you want to commit to the memory, and this is what we are for. Baba said, you need to play with this. You need to play with this. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, you are put on the grindstone, Siran. You yourself are becoming diamond. So you are diamond merchant, you need to play with diamonds. Playing means remembering them. Playing means knowing their details. Playing means knowing their values. So now third is spiritual drill. Fir Baba sabhi ko ek hall mein le chala aur kaha, यहाँ सभी अपने तीन स्वरूपों में बैठो, ब्राह्मण, फरिश्ता और देवता, इन तीनों रूपों की स्मृति में सबको बिठा दिया। यह ड्रिल कराने के बाद बाबा ने कहा, यह पावरफुल ड्रिल 5-10 मिनट रोज अपने सेंटर पर भी करते रहेंगे तो सेंटर का वायुमंडल बदल जाएगा। बाकी बाबा ने कहा, मैं डबल विदेशियों के इस प्रोग्राम में बहुत बहुत खुश हूँ, क्योंकि यह मधुबन के वायुमंडल में एक दो की सेवा करके एक दो को मुगुस्सा देख कर रिफ्रेश हो जाते हैं। सो बाबा इज टेलिंग अस टू डू दिस ड्रिल इन सेंटर 5-10 मिनट्स। विच ड्रिल? ड्रिल ऑफ थ्री फॉर्म्स। व्हाट आर दोज थ्री फॉर्म्स? जस्ट एज दिस एक्सरसाइज मेक्स योर ब्रेन बॉडी पावरफुल हेल्दी, mental exercise makes your intellect healthy and powerful, so also spiritual drills make your soul healthy. At present the soul is not healthy, soul is sick. If you want to make that soul healthy, to enjoy vibrant health, you need to work on it. You need spiritual workouts, you need spiritual drills, spiritual workout sessions, aggressive sessions, if you want to build your spiritual muscles, if you want to have spiritual toning of muscles, you want to increase the bulk of the muscles, the chiseled body, 6 abs. So you have to do drill. And how many times? Multiple times. The more you do, the better it is. So what is the drill Baba is teaching us today? Your three forms. What are those three forms? Your Brahmari, Brahman, Brahmin, angel and deity. In this movement, Brahmin, then angel and then deity. I'm a Brahmin soul. I am a Brahmin soul. Very pure soul. Extremely pure. Purity is the birthright. Nothing impure can touch me. The mind is pure. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, there are children who don't just listen and they just keep on going in vices. They will get punishments. Hunter. Bludgeon. Hunter is known as bludgeon. The bludgeonings of chance. I am unmoved. So, this is the drill. Brahmin, angel, and deity. Brahmin, extremely pure. Angel, with light body, body of light, rainbow body, astral body, subtle body. The grossness is removed. Extremely light. No heaviness. A body which can fly. And then you are a deity. Extremely pure. In today's Murli, Baba said so many things about deities. They will not cry. They will not have. They will not. Harsh. They will not speak harsh words. They will be very. Speak very sweet words. And so many things. So what is the method? How to do this? There are different ways you can practice this drill, but we will learn one practice today. In yoga and pranayama, they talk of three things. Purak, kumbhak and rechak. Purak means you inhale. Kumbhak means you hold. Rechak means you exhale. The three methods are there in given in pranayama. These can be utilized for doing this drill. How? When you inhale, inhale with the thought that I am a Brahmin. When you do purak, who you are? Brahmin. Bring all the qualities of a Brahmin soul and go very slowly, like till the count of 10. Or this is just an example. When I breathe deeply, I breathe with the awareness that I am a Brahmin soul, very pure soul, and then hold it within you And when you hold it, now convert that thought that I am a Brahmin into a thought that I am an angel with a body of light. So, and try to hold as much as possible. Those who are practicing pranayama every day, for them it would be very easy. But they don't. Those who don't practice, they should start practicing pranayama every day. This is very vital. The breath is life. The longer you breathe, the longer you live. The shorter you breathe, the shorter you live. Body, prana, and soul, three things are connected. Body, prana, and soul. Rather, prana is the link between body and soul. Breath. It is the breath that connects you, the body to soul. So you need to learn these techniques. Rhythmic breathing. Focusing on the breath. There are two methods of focusing on the breath. Either you focus on the area above the nose and below the nostril, this area, and just watch your breath. And second is to focus on the abdomen. Close your eyes and watch the movement of the abdomen. It's going up, going down, going up, going down. That makes you focused. There are two methods. Now, coming back to this. While you inhale, now we'll practice this method right away. When you inhale, inhale with the awareness that I am a Brahmin. Okay? And when, first listen, then do. Then try to hold that breath inside. Once I inhale, now I hold it within my chest. And while holding, now feel as if this Brahmin body is gone and this is the body of light, an angel. And now when you exhale, the breath is going down, but the body has turned into the body of deity. So, Purak, Kumbhak, and Rechak. In fact, the goal of all the pranayamas is not about Anulom Vilom or Kapalbhati or this or that. The goal of all the pranayama is not about inhaling and exhaling. The ultimate aim of pranayama is Kumbhak. No breath inside, no breath outside. You just stay in that. That stage is known as Samadhi. That is the goal of all the pranayamas. That is rather the goal of Patanjali's Raja Yoga. There are 8 limbs. The last limb is Samadhi, where the yogi stays in the stage of Kumbhak. He stops breathing. No breath inside, no breath, but after a long practice, he goes through the Yama, Niyama, Pranayama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dhyan, Dharana, and Samadhi. That is how they used to practice. In the last stage, they would just sit still. If you just put your finger here, you will feel they are not breathing at all. That's how they could stay inside underground. In the caves where there is no breath, no air, still they survived. These are yogic techniques people have given. So let's sit alert and practice. Take deep breath, and while breathing, while doing Purak, feel I am a Brahmin. First do only this much. Take deep breath and just one thought, I am a Brahmin. Every breath, inhale and just Brahmin. Don't do other two things. Just first focus only on inhalation. I am a Brahmin soul. I am a Brahmin soul. I am highest on high Brahmin soul. Now close your eyes. Open your eyes. Now second we will practice, I am a angel. So while breathing, I am a Brahmin, and while holding, now feel I have transformed into an angel. Start. Eyes closed. I am a Brahmin. Transforming into an angel. Hold the breath. Now let go. Again the same. I am a Brahmin, transformed into an angel, light, let go. Again, I am a Brahmin soul, inhale deeply, hold, transformed into an angel. Now let go. Close, open your eyes. Now the third thing we will add. While we are exhaling and the breath is out, I have turned into a deity. And you should have certain thoughts associated with each three of them. If I am a deity, I can never cry. If I am a deity, my body is made up of pure elements. If I am deity, ever happy. I am deity, I am in golden age. So, just start all three of them. Start, close the eyes, inhale deeply, hold. Exhale, I am a deity. Again inhale, I am a Brahmin. Hold, I am an angel. Exhale, I am a deity. Now hold outside. Again inhale, I am an angel. I am a Brahmin, hold, exhale, inhale, hold, exhale. Now we'll just slightly prolong it. Inhale deeply, hold as much as you can. And slowly exhale. Okay, stop. So, Baba said, 5 to 10 minutes practice this drill. So what we have done is, drill we connected with thought. And thought is connected to breath. Now we have some support of breath. Otherwise things were only going in the brain or mind. Whether you are doing or not, nobody knows. But when you are associating with breath, you have some support. If breath is missing, you know the thought has missed. So, mix it with thought. So first, initially practice just deep breathing. Inhale, hold, exhale, and try to hold even outside. This is known as square breathing or box breathing. 1, 2, 3, 4, inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, hold outside. Bahya Kumbhak and Antar Kumbhak. One is to hold inside. Another is to hold outside. After deep breathing. So this is known as box breathing or square breathing. Box breathing or square breathing can be converted into spiritual drill by associating with thought. I am a Brahmin. I am a angel. I am a deity. And then hold outside for some time. And in this holding, also feel that sanskars of deity are rising in me. After holding, after exhaling also, I am a deity still. And then come back here. So you can convert into any combination. But first practice just simple breath practice. And then the breath practice converts into a spiritual drill. This will make spiritual muscles strong, healthy. So this is a good spiritual workout. This is an energy shower for the soul. Om Shanti.